Praise the Lord. It's Global Time with Christ Jesus this morning. It's Friday, August the 15th. Praise God. We thank Him for Friday. The old saying says, thank God for Friday. Well, truly, we mean that today. It's August 15th in the year of our Lord, 2014. Truly, the summer is moving fast. Well, welcome to you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on this a wonderful day that God has provided for us. And today our focus is Christ, our great high priest. And that's a wonderful thing when given thought. We discover peace and confidence and joy. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And it is our plan to allow the Lord to guide us into prayer, praying over those things that are foremost on His heart on this day. So let us go to Him in prayer. Let us invite Him, although He's with us and He's committed to that, but we want Him to know that we welcome Him and it's not a thought of us going forward without being conscious of His being with us. Father, we thank You for this Friday morning. It's such a joy to wake up with You on our heart and our minds, anticipating what You will do even on this day. We thank You for the great confidence that You've given us, the support that You've given to our hearts, that we can really, really trust You without a thought, without delay, without hesitancy. We thank You for each of our prayer partners that You have awakened today after a night of rest, or even those that may be streaming our prayer cast later. We thank You for all who join us and would join us in this endeavor to present ourselves to You on this new day, a day that has never been before in the history of the earth. This is the first day of the rest of our lives. Today we come before You humbly, bowing down before Your lofty and mighty presence, Your throne of authority and sovereignty that rules and overrules among us and in our lives, through our lives. Today we ask You to receive us, even as we humble ourselves, knowing that we may have failed You in measuring up to Your standards of peace, your standards of grace and mercy and compassion. So we ask today that you would forgive us where we have not met the standards. Wash us in that precious blood of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. Cause us to have the peace that passes all understanding, that comes only from you. Peace, knowing that we have settled our accounts with you. Help us even on today as we seek to do that and endeavor to go forward in pleasing you all the day. So we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be in our midst today. Guide us. Guide our minds, our thoughts, our hearts. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. Well, today our focus is our great high priest. Today as I awakened, my heart was just filled with joy and confidence when I realized that we have someone who is such a gracious comforter and also an all-powerful intercessor. And that's none other than Christ Jesus himself. The Holy Spirit brings his tenderness and fullness and his efficiency into our relationships and fellowship and the authority that we have with him. While Jesus was on earth, he prayed for us. We can see his prayer in John 17. Quite often during that time, Jesus would seek out the silence and the solitude and the darkness in order to pray. You know how sometimes you just want to get away and get out of the traffic of life, so to speak, to be in a place where you can have the solitude and the darkness, so to speak, in order to focus and to prayer and to do prayer. Right now, Christ sits on the right hand of our Father in heaven, praying for us there. He is our high priest. Isn't it wonderful that we have a high priest that spends his time praying for us? So whatever you're going through and whatever you're dealing with and whatever is on your heart as a burden, as something that you want to bring before the Lord, please understand that this truth comforts us and strengthens our confidence in the Father, that we have an advocate in heaven. There are those who have lobbyists in Washington, D.C., walking the halls of government, petitioning and advocating for them and their interest. Well, we have a continuous advocate in heaven. And he's not a lobbyist because he's not being paid. That's the difference. He's an advocate. Let's look at the scripture quickly. 1 John chapter 2. And we want to take a look at what it said there, the truth, the powerful truth that brings us hope. 1 John 2. Let's read that. It says, "My little children, I write you these things so that you may not violate God's law and sin. But if anyone should sin, we have an advocate, one who will intercede for us with the Father. It is Jesus Christ, the all-righteous, upright, just, who conforms to the Father's will in every purpose, thought, and action. And he, that same Jesus himself, is the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not for ours alone, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is how we may discern daily by experience that we are coming to know him, to perceive, recognize, understand, and become better acquainted with him if we bear in mind, observe, practice his teachings, precepts, and commandments. That was the word of God from 1 John chapter 2, reading the Amplified Version, and I pray that it would resonate in our hearts and our spirit. Well, I was so thankful on yesterday and so praising God as we watched the turnaround of the very tense situation that existed in the city of Ferguson in Missouri over the death of the young man that has allegedly been killed at the hand of a police officer. And we saw the chaos and then the wind of peace emerged on yesterday, as if by the stroke of God's hand, and surely it was, to change the entire dynamic and atmosphere, really, across the nation. You were feeling something similar to the 1967 situation that was in the air, and now it's not. There is peace in the air, relative peace, so to speak. So I thank God for that. My heart was really thrilled to see the change. It went from a military confrontation to one of understanding and freedom. And I'm sure you were relieved as well, because it's summertime and you did not want the inner cities to explode. We live in the inner city, so we praise God today. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. Our focus is Christ, our high priest, and he's sitting on the throne, positioned at the right hand of the Father, and he is praying for you, he's praying for me, and he's praying for us. Right now, imagine that. You have an advocate in heaven who is interceding, not going to intercede, he is interceding for us. So let's run this race with great hope. Well, today, what's on your heart and what's on your mind, we would like to have you share that with us so that we can forgive that. Forgive some kind of technical difficulty that's part of our sound today. And we rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ, who right now is interceding for us. so that we are able to carry forth our mission. So we're believing him and trusting him today for clear sound. We're using Skype to accommodate all of our lines here on the internet, as we usually do. And there are days like yesterday was crystal clear. And they ask us every day at the end of our program to rate the sound. And yesterday was one of those days I rated it as excellent because it was clear. And we're trusting God today, as of now, that our sound is clear. And sometimes I have to close or mute lines that may be affected by a distortion. And so we trust that we don't have to do that today. I just closed a couple of lines, and that eliminated that echo. But I will be looking to open them up again as soon as I believe it's okay. Well, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please know that we welcome your voice. And now is a good time to do it. This is an opportunity. It's a brand new day, a day that has never been before. Oh, yes, we've had Fridays, multitudes of them, but this one has never been in existence before. I'd like you to think of that. So that's God's mercy. You're seeing a Friday that no one has ever seen before. That's this Friday, except they are a few hours ahead of us in another time zone, then they've seen it a few hours ahead of us. But none of us have seen this Friday, the 15th of August, 2014, before, because it's unique, brand new. Mercies every morning. Hallelujah. Okay, on our list today, on our for prayer targets, we're seeing welcome shifts in the earth today. We've seen the cessation of the level of hostilities that was present a few weeks ago in Israel and Palestine. We've seen it's much more subdued, if at all. We praise God for that. We're seeing the Christians in Iraq were able to be delivered from being sieged upon and held up in the mountains under threat of death and without all of the normal survival necessities that you and I take for granted and enjoy every day. We see that God has strengthened the hand of grace and mercy that goes towards them, so they are able to come down from the mountains and begin to rebuild their lives. We've seen the cessation of hostilities in Ferguson, Missouri, right here in the United States. No more show of military force, power, and might in the streets of Ferguson. So we thank God for these things. We may not be in the midst of them, but we are in the same neighborhood, the earth. And it's not large anymore. So what affects everyone else very well is a possible effect upon us. So we thank God. Today we want to pray over the high places. And the high places are those places where idols, when you go to the scriptures, the high places were places where idols were placed for worship. But God intended that high places would be for his glory. So we want to pray over the high places where idolatry exists in our communities, in our families, even in our homes, in our nations. Idolatry, yes. There are many, many forms of idolatry. Idolatry is exposed to us through the airwaves, through the filthiness of pornography and all those things, the language, the music, the violence. So today we want to take authority over those sources, over the princes of the media, the spiritual wickedness in high places. We want to break down the high places, as we see is the remedy in Jesus' name. We see that throughout the scriptures, where the high places were burned or willfully destroyed to dislodge the demonic powers and influence. So let us pray over the high places, because there are high places in our cities, in our neighborhoods, in our nations. High places where worship and witchcraft goes forth from those places as harboring points for that. Lord, you created the high places. There should be for your glory. But the enemy has come and has controlled the high places. Today we bind the prince of the power of the air, according to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. Today we bind the powers of darkness that would control the airwaves and release filth, violence, and witchcraft through the media. We do this in the name of our high priest, Jesus. We take authority over the princes, over the demonic powers of the media, and we do so in the name of Jesus, according to Daniel chapter 8 and verse 20. We bind spiritual wickedness in high places, based on your word in Ephesians 6:12. Lord, we ask you to destroy the idols in the high places, according to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 30. We knock down the high places of the enemy, as seen in Numbers chapter 33 and verse 52. Father, you've made us kings and priests unto yourself. And because of that, we have the authority to break down the high places in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. Today we remove Nehushtan, that is the previous moves of God that have become idols. We remove that from the high places, according to 2 Kings chapter 18 and verse 4. We remove the religious spirits from the high places, 2 Kings 23 and verse 8. And we say, Lord, let the high place of Tophet be removed, according to Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 31. Let your holy fire burn up the high places. Let the high places of witchcraft be destroyed in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 28 and verse 4. Destroy all false worship in the high places, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 28 and verse 25. We pray today that the high places be purged through your anointing, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 34 and verse 3. Remove every false ministry in the high places, according to 1 Kings 12 and 31. Remove all strange gods from high places, according to 2 Chronicles 14, 3. Remove every satanic altar erected in the high places, according to 2 Chronicles 14, 3. Let all high places established by any ungodly ruler be removed in the name of Jesus, according to 2 Kings 23 and 19. Cause all the high places of Baal to be broken down, according to Jeremiah 19 and 5. Today we prophesy to the ancient high places and dispossess the enemy, according to Ezekiel 36, 1 and 3. Let righteous men, with your wisdom, sit in the high government places of our community, our city, our state, our nation, according to Proverbs 9 and 3. We walk today upon the high places, according to Habakkuk 3:19, and we say, let every high place of wickedness that has not been removed be removed in the name of Jesus, according to 1 Kings 15 and 14. Let us ride upon the high places of the earth, and let us eat the increase of the fields, and let us suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 13. Let all high places built upon our ancestors be removed, according to 2 Kings 18 and 4. Let not the high places of our spiritual fathers, that our spiritual fathers destroyed, be rebuilt, according to 2 Chronicles 32 and 3. We say, Lord, that you would let the high places be desolate, according to Ezekiel chapter 6 and verse 6. So today we tread upon the high places of the wicked, according to Deuteronomy 33 and 29. And we break the power of any sacrifice done in the high places, according to 1 Kings 3 and 2. So we now walk in the spirit of Josiah to deal with the high places, according to 2 Chronicles 34 and 3. And we ask, Lord, that you would open rivers in the high places, according to Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 18. We thank you today that you are Lord over every high place. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen. Well, we've just taken authority over high places wherever they are. God has given us the authority and the power. And he's having us pray today strategically. That was a strategic prayer to attack the enemy at the root. You know, we watched the liberation of the Yazidis peoples from the mountaintop in Iraq. And if you notice, the U.S. military forces from the air attacked the position of the ISIS troops that were holding those people hostage that surrounded the mountain and surrounded them. There were air attacks launched by the U.S. forces against the strategic position of the enemy of those people. And that's how they were liberated. We are presenting strategic attacks against the strongholds of the enemy, the high places where it is idolatry, witchcraft, worship of darkness. So God is teaching us how to fight. You attack the enemy's position, and that allows freedom and restoration and salvation to happen. So that was our strategic attack by the authority that God has given us. And prayer is an air attack, where commanding and possessing the air, the atmosphere, that's strategic. And then at the level of the ground, we do want to pray over the gates. God wants us to possess the gates of the enemy. Gates are places of power and decision. It's from there that the enemy fortifies his position to hold you hostage, if he can, your family hostage, your community hostage, your city hostage, your nation hostage. So that's a strategic position when you're able to control the gates, the places of access and power. So let us pray now over the gates. Father, through the power and authority of the King of Kings, the Anointed One, Christ Jesus, cause us to be in possession of the gates of the enemy, according to Genesis chapter 22 and verse 17. Father, we ask that you would establish the gates of praise in our lives.
Yes.
So that there's a sound in the atmosphere, the sound of praise to you and you alone, according to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 18. So today we release the battering rams against the gates of hell, according to Ezekiel chapter 21 and verse 22. And through your Son, Father, you said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, according to Matthew 16 and verse 18. So let the gates of our lives, our city, be open today to the King of Glory.
Yes.
According to Psalm 24:7, that he would come in on our invitation. So open to us the gates of righteousness that we may enter, according to Psalm 118 and verse 19. Strengthen the bars of our gates, according to Psalm 147 and 13. Break the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron, according to Isaiah chapter 45 and 2. Open before us the gates, that we may go in and receive the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Isaiah 45:1-3. So today we rebuke the enemy in the gates, according to Psalm 127:5. Let all the gates of our lives and city be repaired through the Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
Let the valley gate be repaired, according to Nehemiah 2:13. Let the gate of the fountain, which represents the flow of the Holy Spirit, be repaired in our midst, according to Nehemiah 2:14. Let the sheep gate, which represents the apostolic, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:1. Let the fish gate, representing evangelism, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:3. Let the old gate, representing moves of God in the past, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:6. Let the dung gate, which represents deliverance, be repaired, according to Nehemiah 14. Let the water gate, which represents preaching and teaching, be repaired among us. Nehemiah 3:26. Father, we ask that the east gate, which represents your glory, that would be repaired, according to Nehemiah 3:29 and Ezekiel 43:1-2. Let the waters flow through the utter gate in our lives, past our ankles, past our loins, past our neck, according to Ezekiel 47:1-5. Make our gates of carbuncles, according to Isaiah 54:12. Cause our gates to be open continually to receive blessings, Isaiah 60:11. Today we command the north gate, the south gate, the east gate, and the west gate to open in our city to the King of Glory. We rebuke all enemies that would stand at the gates and try to stop salvation from entering in. So we pray for the apostolic gatekeepers of our city on this day, that we would arise with courage and we would take our place, according to Lamentations 5:14. Let the gates of our lives and city be shut to uncleanness, to witchcraft, to drugs, perversion, and to wickedness and lawlessness. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and do pray for the gateway cities in our nation to become gateways of righteousness and not iniquity. Lord, we ask that you would raise up Bethel churches that will be the gate of heaven, Genesis 28:17. Lord, raise up apostolic gate churches, including Newark Gospel Tabernacle, that will usher presence and revelation into our region. We thank you today for the power and authority that you have given us in the gates, so that favor, victory, salvation will be our daily bread. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise His name. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for clear sound. Now, you have an opportunity to...
The name of the Lord is strong.
Yes. Amen. Yes. If you have a prayer request, now there's a spot here, that a space, if you will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a prayer request that prayer would be offered for my wife and I. We are attending homegoing service, if you will, for over at the Living Logos Assembly, where Reverend Marcus Johnson is the pastor. His eldest son went to be with the Lord, and so the homegoing service is today at 11, I believe. And my wife and I will be attending that. And then we have another homegoing service for the McCombs, for Delphine McCombs, on tomorrow at approximately the same time. So we have two funerals, 2 days back to back. And so we ask for strength and for sustenance, if you will. These things are draining. They pull virtue. So we ask for extra strength for the today and tomorrow as we participate in these homegoing ceremonies, because we do empathize closely and powerfully with the other saints on occasions like this, and you do feel it. It does pull energy out of you, emotional, spiritual, all of those things. So we ask for your prayers today and tomorrow as we participate in these homegoing ceremonies. So we want to thank you in advance for your prayers. Your line is open. Excuse me, and the time is winding down quickly. We just have a matter of seconds, and we thank God for you and for your presence with us this entire week, which has allowed us to not only pray, but to pray through in victory, to walk in victory, to have the confidence that God is with us and that He's hearing us. So we thank God for you. I really mean that, because you are part of causing each and every one of us to stand powerfully and be confident, no matter what our issue and our challenges are, and I'm sure there are many among us, many challenges and many issues. But we know who is in charge. We know who is on the throne. We know who is never on vacation, but constantly watches over us. And yea, even Christ, our great high priest, that is praying for us individually and corporately. Just remember, no matter what giant pops up in front of you, that you have the all-time undisputed champion, Christ Jesus, sitting on the throne, interceding for you, praying for you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's great cause for confidence in our Father in heaven, who has made great provision for you and me. Great provision. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise His name. Praise the Lord. Tonight, our church family, the New Gospel Tabernacle, meets for prayer at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your prayer requests. Allow God to speak to you for His agenda tonight. And we're looking forward to being with you for 1 hour from 7:30 to 8:30 on this evening. And if you're in our zone, we're looking. We invite you to come and worship with us on this weekend. Participate in the power of worship and celebration of who Christ is to us now and forever. Now, let us listen for the benediction. And the benediction comes from It's Jude 24 and verse 25, and it says, "Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen and amen." Praise the Lord. Thank you once again. We love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward to, certainly, by Monday, 6 a.m. sharp, we meet again, God willing. Praise His name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone, walk in victory.
Okay.